The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant covered the gathering of another group of community activists in Pittsburgh this week. 350 people from around Appalachia met to talk about what's next for the region.
To a national audience, Appalachia is often portrayed as a poor rural region suffering from the loss of coal jobs. Earl Gohl is federal co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission. He says while there's great respect for coal heritage, there's also a lot of excitement about new ways to grow the region's economy.
Appalachia has a whole variety of opportunities and assets, and that as we grow and we move forward, you're going to see that develop.
The conference featured speakers who are doing everything from reclaiming mine lands with lavender fields to marketing the region to the petrochemical industry to funding restaurants, hotels, and historical buildings for tourists along the Great Allegheny Passage Bike Trail. Gohl says those in attendance were from all 13 Appalachian states, from southern New York to northern Mississippi. He sees the region's future tied to universities, technology, health, and entrepreneurship, so he says it makes sense to bring people together in Pittsburgh.
I think that the experience of Pittsburgh really lays the foundation for the experience of the rest of Appalachia.
Gohl says he's inspired by millennials in West Virginia and elsewhere who are committed to building the economy around local food, natural beauty, and educational institutions. He expects the conference will provide new ideas and connections on how to support these types of projects and businesses. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.